The week got off to a jittery start on Wall Street. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all opened down after Friday, when the Dow had its worst day since the 2016 Brexit vote. But this comes after a very positive jobs report on Friday and what has been a very strong start to the year in stocks. So what's going on? Well, joining us now is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So what happened on Friday? Now we're a few days out. We had this strong jobs report, 200,000 jobs added. Why would stocks fall?
It's like bizarro land for real people, because you get a better than expected jobs report and the stock market goes down. I know that's kind of maddening. So there was one part of that jobs report that everyone was focusing on in the investment world, and that was wage growth. And, you know, you would think wages are going up. That's a great thing. And it is for workers. But when we found out that annual hourly earnings jumped by 2.9%, that's the fastest pace since the recession, that got a lot of investors worried. They said, wait, if wages are going up, is the economy getting going? Are we going to see some inflation? Will the Fed have to raise rates quicker than we anticipate? All those calculations went into a day that was a really rotten day, as you said, down 2.5% for the Dow. And I think got a lot of investors thinking maybe we would be better off sitting on the sidelines for a while, seeing how things shake out. And if I have to buy back in, that would be fine.
So this is concern about inflation, even though we haven't really seen much inflation in the economy over the last many years since the financial crisis.
Absolutely. And, you know, inflation is still below where the Federal Reserve wants it to be. Core inflation, when you strip out food and energy, it's below 2%. And the Fed has been saying how it wants some inflation. And I guess this is actually a pretty important point. And that is that the fact that interest rates have remained so low for so long, that has not just been something that's about companies being able to borrow for very rock bottom rates. It also means that a lot of investors have felt like there's no other alternative, TINA, T-I-N-A, there is no another alternative than to own stocks. And I think that has helped propel the market. So anything that would change that calculus is something that would actually shift market conditions pretty dramatically.
So what should people do if they're watching their 401k balance drop because of the fall in the market?
I know this is like the broken record Schlesinger here, but, you know, if you're a long-term investor and you don't need your money for 5 or 10 years, you don't need to do anything. You really don't. But if you are the type of person who maybe had forgotten to rebalance your portfolio, or maybe you had a little bit too much risk in there, or maybe you've got to pay a tuition bill, or you've got a car down payment that's coming up, or a house down payment, you may want to pull that money out of the risky part of the market, because you probably never should have been in there in the first place. But at the very least, you do it now, you preserve that cash, make sure you're not subject to any huge risk in the future.
Now, Jerome Powell is sworn in as the new Fed chair today, taking over for Janet Yellen. Is his strategy on interest rates likely to be different than hers?
I don't think so. I mean, he has been a Fed governor, and, you know, he has been very much part of this incremental process of trying to what the Fed calls normalize interest rates. All that means is that interest rates are still really low. And if there was something terrible to happen in the economy, the Fed wouldn't have a lot of interest rate cuts in their toolkit to be able to provide some stimulus to the economy. So I think that Powell is very much going to be part of this continuation of the Bernanke-Yellen era, in that he's going to say, let's look at the data. Let's not go too fast. Let's not go too slow. If conditions change, then we'll have to change. But that is not where, you know, I don't think he wants to make any big, huge move out of the gate.
Jill, while we have you, I have to ask you about one other thing, which is House Speaker Paul Ryan offered a tweet over the weekend that he later deleted. It said, quote, a secretary at a public high school in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, said she was pleasantly surprised her pay went up $1.50 a week. She said that will more than cover her Costco membership for the year. Now, again, he deleted that tweet. It brought up the issue that many feel this tax bill is really more helpful to the rich than people who are only going to get $1.50 more per week. But is that typical, or are people going to start seeing bigger increases in their pay?
Well, the withholding tables have changed, and so you will see some changes in your pay stubs. I think there's something really important here, and that is that, you know, we talked about the tax law being a complicated one, and it really depends on your specific circumstance. So, yes, your withholding may change, and maybe you're going to get more than $1.50. Maybe you get $2.50. No, I'm kidding. I mean, but maybe you get something more substantial.
Right.
But I would still be very careful. You know, there is some initial evidence that you could see people who are under withholding, especially those folks in those high tax states. So be careful. And if you need to make quarterly estimates just to be on the safe side, just do it. You don't want any nasty surprises a year from now.
Jill Schlesinger with CBS News. Jill, thank you.
Take care.